Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the Quran, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But did you know there is something incredible and unique in how Allah azza wa jal begins this Quran? And you will not find this fact in any other book that is published on earth. When we open the Quran, there is of course Surah Al-Fatiha and then Surah Al-Baqarah. Listen to this powerful start. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He begins the Quran by saying, that is the book, meaning this Quran. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, there is no doubt in it whatsoever. There is no doubt in its rulings, in its laws. There is no doubt in Allah Azza wa Jal. There is no doubt in the afterlife. There is no doubt in the stories of the prophets and the righteous that came before us. Every single piece of information in this Quran, there is no doubt in it whatsoever. There is no confusion. There is no misconception. Hudan lilmuttaqeen. In fact, there is only complete guidance for the believers. Hudan. The Quran, in all of its ayat and all of its words, offers guidance for mankind. Guidance. And so the unique thing is that there is not a single book on earth in which the publisher or the author would write that my book has no doubt in it, has no errors in it, and it is complete guidance for mankind. No one ever began his book like this. In fact, the majority of books today, if you open the front cover, you will find here a statement by the author, and at the end they would say, if you find any errors, if you find any mistakes, or if you want to make a comment or some feedback, please email such and such. Allahu Akbar. That's every single book. It begins like this. However, the Quran began with La rayba fih. There is no doubt in this book whatsoever. And so when the believer opens the Quran and recites the Quran, he reads with certainty, he reads with absolute conviction that every single word and every single letter and every single fact is a correct fact. There is no doubt in it at all. And it is all guidance that leads us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leads us to the highest levels of the paradise. Wallahu a'lam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Quran the spring of our hearts and to make it the joy of our hearts. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and shortcomings. Wallahu a'lam.